Care Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight, and we're talking more Hillmounts Academy basketball. Luke Knoll, the girls' coach, joining us here for a few minutes, presented by Taco John's Exchange Bank and Emberwell Health. Certainly some busy times here, Coach, as we're about to flip over to February, the final push. You know, we're getting closer to the postseason, but you guys went to the McLouth Invitational Tournament last week and played some good ball, got to the championship game, took on a familiar opponent in Riverside. Ultimately, the Cyclones win that championship game 43-32, but you got wins against Pea Ridge and Horton in the first two rounds before that game against the Cyclones. So let's start there, just the overall thoughts and takeaways from that runner-up finish at McLouth last week.
Yeah, I thought we started the tournament well. I mean, it's always tough when you're playing an opponent for the second time there in Pleasant Ridge, but we started well. We, again, defended well, but I thought our offense was kind of clicking there to start the week. And then our Thursday game, I really thought was maybe our most complete game of the season. I mean, I still think Horton's a pretty solid team, and both offensively and defensively, we played really, really well and kind of took care of business there. And we felt pretty good going into Friday. Playing back-to-back now because of the weather, I still thought that would be okay for us. And I think that got to us a little bit. I don't know if it was just fatigue or what, but our defense was okay, but offensively we struggled there with Riverside a little bit on Friday. So didn't get some shots at all, didn't take the great best shots there on Friday. they kind of took care of us on Friday. But overall, it was a good tournament for us. You know, that was the third out of fourth year we played Riverside in the finals of that tournament. So that's been kind of a familiar thing recently for a lot of our seniors. But they played really well. We didn't quite play our best probably on Friday, but I thought our first two games, especially Thursday, was maybe our best.
Yeah, not even really surprised. You know, Caitlin Folsom, Capri Keckner, we've talked about them not just this season, throughout their very good careers. They were mentioned in the all-tournament team honors there. So those two obviously still playing high elite-level ball for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool for both of them. That's the third year they've been on the all-tournament team too there. So they've been recognized as kind of big scorers for us, and they do a lot of good things defensively also, not just offensively. So kind of cool for them to get that recognition again. But, yeah, we lean on them pretty heavily, and they've been doing their best to shoulder that load a little bit. And but, again, they can't do it without their teammates a little bit. We've had some teammates step up there and play well. And, again, that Thursday game, I thought we were heading into Friday feeling really good about ourselves. And kind of got humbled, I think, a little bit on Friday, but coming off a really, really good one Thursday, I think it was a big team effort, but those two definitely lead us.
Yeah, and it was obviously, you know, very challenging, you know, for everybody, you know, with the weather and games being moved up and just trying to get things in before the weekend, and it seemed like everybody was just trying to navigate that. And so you finish off the tournament, you take the loss to Riverside, you get a few days off, you're right back to it Tuesday this week, you're back at home taking on Bishop Ward, so a non-league game, and another big win. 50-9 was the final in this one. So you bounce back in a big way, you know, from that Riverside game to end last week. What'd you take away? Big win Tuesday night against Bishop Ward.
Yeah, we kind of talked about we got to bounce back quick because the month of January was pretty crazy for us. We had 10 games in the month of January, multiple 3-game weeks, a couple snow outs in there. And I mean, the month of January was just kind of wild. So we said, let's get through. Let's put together one more game on Tuesday, and then we can kind of catch our breath a little bit. We're going to take a day off this week. We got a few days just to work on ourselves before we get back into it. We only have 7 games scheduled in the month of February, so January was a really big grind for us. So I was real proud of the girls there for saying, you know, let's put together one more, play our best basketball a little bit. And we had some more talent there on Tuesday, so I was glad we could take care of business there. But I think it's tough when you have 10 games scheduled over the course of 30 days, and our girls handled that pretty well.
You guys might have less games in February, but the importance of the games over the next few weeks, obviously big, as we're going to push towards the postseason. Everyone is going to matter in terms of your seeding when we get to the regionals and the sub-state tournaments. We've been talking about Riverside. You guys are off the rest of this week, and you're back to it at Riverside on Tuesday, with that being the league contest for this season. What do you take away from the loss last week in terms of adjustments, preparation? How do you go back to it this week, preparing for another matchup with Riverside in league play early next week?
Yeah, kind of strange that we get to turn around and play them right 2 games later for us. So, yeah, we got to be a little bit more physical, rebound the ball a little better, and then cut down our turnovers. We turned the ball over at a pretty high clip there the first time we played them. So if we do that, and probably our biggest thing was shot selection. We didn't shoot the ball well, but we probably didn't take very good shots either. And some of that was due to our defense, their defense. Some of that was due to we didn't run an offense very well either. So I think if we can take better shots, get a little bit more into our offense a little bit, I think it could be a competitive game. But going up there on a Tuesday night, it's always going to be tough. So we're looking forward to it, because that was a game that kind of left a sour taste in our mouth. But we know how good of a team they are too, and it's going to be a tough one.
Good stuff as always. That is Luke Knoll joining us. Morehill Mounts Academy girls basketball coach, and coming off the runner-up finish at the McLeod tournament last week. Big win against Bishop Ward on Tuesday night. Few days off for the Ravens. They're back to it. Normal Tuesday, Friday grind next week, starting with Riverside Tuesday, big league game, and then right back to it next Friday, taking on Oskaloosa in league play as well. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, man, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks so much, Brandon.